This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Open up your ears, open up your mind, and open up your heart. That's what we're about here. A lot of heart. Nothing happens on this program until your, what's the old expression? Make sure your mind is in motion. No, but make sure your mind is in gear before your mouth is in motion. Try to live by that here. Not always do we do it, but I guess I'll speak for myself. Not always do I do it. Jennifer, however, is always in the mode, as is Victoria. And Jay, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, consultants to reality here on the DJV program. So I want to talk about, we got a couple of COVID things floating around here that ought to get some attention. FDA giving its approval for all of us to get booster shots that are different from the vaccine that we initially received. A lot of hoopla about that. There's a whole big spread today in the New York Times that basically goes through what they call it the full truth. And they go through a lot of the missteps the government has taken. And I don't want to waste a lot of time on that. There's no such thing as perfection. I can easily criticize the government because there are too many cooks and not enough, what are they used to do? Too many cooks and not enough Indians? I'm sure there's somebody to be offended by that, but too many cooks
that
and not enough.
That was chiefs and Indians. You've just mixed
yeah.
metaphors. I don't know what
too many cooks in the kitchen.
Ha, ha, ha.
Too many cooks, not enough diners. I don't know
those Indian chefs. They're really something to watch out for.
Actually,
very spicy.
A lot of turmeric. Curcumin, good for you. Keep your heart going. Keep your mind
I've been in trouble, not to totally derail you, but I started taking a turmeric supplement.
Yeah.
And I can't do it in the mornings. Like, it just, I don't know, it makes my stomach so uneasy.
We got to have something with it.
You have to eat food with it. Yeah. Because yeah. I take one too, and I do it after I eat. Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah.
I don't know how you take, I can't take supplements. Excuse me. I take about 30 a day. I got to take them with food because otherwise the stuff doesn't go down. I can't just,
I take a handful, and but usually it's been fine. And then I added the turmeric, and then I added these big fish oil ones that are gigantic, and I thought, okay, it's got to be one or the other. So I separated them out, and sure enough, it's the turmeric that gets me, because I don't usually have to eat. And it's not even like it does, like, you know, embarrassing things. It just makes my stomach feel so nauseous and unsettled. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel nauseous. Like, it's not like
it's highly concentrated. And if you think about it, if you eat an Indian meal that has turmeric in it, you're not eating nearly as much of it as you are swallowing in that pill. So
strong anti-cancer agents.
It's wonderful for you, but definitely make sure you put something in your stomach. Yeah.
Right. And that, but you see, here we are again with the question. I know I'm way off the reservation here when we started talking about COVID, but I think this is important to engage everybody's head in this for a minute. Last week we were talking about a study. I think I talked about it with both Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken, and we talked about it here. The fact that fish oil supplements may not be as good for you as previously thought. And this comes from the same playbook as all the other things that we're told, yep, they're good for you, and then 3 years later, oops, no, they're not good for you. So I get all worked up because Ken said that certain fish oil supplements, and I understand because Jack says if they are man-made, then they're no good for you.
Not man-made, but you want them to be natural, not synthetic.
You want them to come from fish. Right. You want fish oil. Hello, what
but
a concept.
Most fish oil
actually comes, instead of being synthetic, I want it to come from a fish.
But the problem, though, is most fish oil supplements are already rancid by the time you even put them in your mouth. So they're not doing anything for you. In fact, they could be doing more harm than
bad
good.
Bad breath.
So you have to really be careful.
Breath.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the next step after that, Victoria, is that Ken said that the study suggested that people who take fish oil supplements for a long period of time risk AFib. So I said to him, what are you talking? What is this?
Wait, now fish oil that was supposed to save your heart is now hurting it? Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah.
What did Jack say? Jack had Lewis on. Jack had my husband, Lewis, on. He still takes them. The cod liver oil.
Yep. Me too.
Pills.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So that's okay?
Yeah. Well, okay. Jack says it's okay. Ken says.
But Ken says you get AFib.
Hey, Ken says don't get it from a. Because you can't trust the supplement makers. And in this case, I trust Standard Process.
Yes.
Most of the stuff is garbage. Most of the.
Yeah,
I love these ads for Nature's Way, approved by an independent laboratory. That's garbage. The laboratory belongs to them. And so when you see those ads for. I mean, you can tell by looking at the bottle, actually. The bottle looks like it's a fake, phony baloney. You know, with all the colors and stuff trying to get your attention. Yeah, the fish oil, I take two fish oil supplements. One of them comes in a white bottle. The other one comes in a brown bottle. The brown bottle actually is better because the sunlight, when it hits the fish oil, is what makes it rancid.
Yeah, right.
Yes. So anyway, what I was...
Sorry, if you just heard me go and sound annoyed, it's not because of you. I just happened to be looking at Twitter where... the NIH, now we're not talking about fish oil, but we are talking about health, so follow the train here.
You go ahead.
So remember, look at you, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Please explain what you're thinking.
This is what happens when you're like monitoring Twitter and then something pops up.
Well, this is what happens in real conversations, in real life. I'm not projecting or programming what you're thinking or even, I mean, I started to go in a particular place because I wanted to talk about how confusing the guidance has been with J&J vaccine and whether you should or you shouldn't get a second one, blah, blah, blah. So now you've got something else. Help yourself.
Well, under the guise of darkness last night, the National Institute of Health, where Fauci works and where Director Collins works, didn't he just go away?
He's about to retire.
Yeah, well, now maybe we know why. So the NIH corrected untruthful assertions by both Director Collins and by NIAID Director, Dr. Fauci, that the NIH had not funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan. NIH now states that the Eco Health Alliance violated terms and conditions of the NIH grant that they
So the Eco Health Alliance corrected. Peter guy, right?
Peter Sarzak, who is working alongside of Fauci here. And this is what we've known all along, but yet Fauci continues to deny it. And now they had to amend testimony that was given
by both Fauci and Collins
because they lied.
Yeah. Well,
and how many
here,
people will even discuss it? How many people will go back? The damage.
So wait, I'm a little confused. So you're saying that the NIH has put out a statement?
Yeah, they amended their
suggesting that Fauci was up to his Mickey.
Because you know they
all
have to testify, and so when they all testify,
if they catch them lying, they go to jail. That's basically the bottom line. That's how they catch all these people, not because they did something wrong, but because they lied about it. So, anyway, this is worth noting, back to the CDC and the COVID vaccines. If you have a Johnson, your father, this is your father, Jennifer. He got a J&J shot, okay?
No, he didn't.
I thought he did.
That was one of the ones
we were both considering at the beginning. We were both interested in the Johnson & Johnson, but no.
But see, like the antibody thing, I mean, I have a lot of friends who've had their antibodies tested, but we don't know what the level is needed. So how does
the same thing is that we don't know what the level is either with the people who get the vaccine. People who have, according to my dad and according to both of our doctors, that natural immunity is still a lot more effective for people rather than just the vaccine. Now, he'd be doubly protected if he wanted to get the vaccine. He just has chosen not to go down that path yet.
All right. So anyway, back to what we started talking about almost 10 minutes ago, whether or not to get a booster shot if you have the J&J vaccine. There has been yes answers to that question, no answers to that question. And so there's a newsletter that comes out every week from the CDC that supposedly confirms the decision that you ought to have a shot of anything after you do another J&J, or you can mix them, match, but it's very confusing. And this is why some people don't get the vaccine, because they're still, maybe whether you like this part of the explanation or not, Victoria, because I'm with you when it comes. I think Jay is too, and Jennifer's not quite on the same page. They're not, she just has a different thought about it. But the confusion that reigns here is a reason that people will not get the vaccine, because they say, well, what are we supposed to take? And you can say, well, this person says he's the expert, get that. I mean, yeah, the perfect example is what
anything,
Ken, is what we were just talking about with fish oil. Ken says, don't take it because it's going to maybe give you AFib. I've been taking fish oil supplements for 35 years. And I said to him, excuse me, I called him the other night and I said, what are you telling me? I 35 years I've been taking fish oil supplements. You're going to tell me, I'm saying to you, if I don't have AFib now, then I'm not going to get it from fish oil. So, well, he says you can never tell, it could start tomorrow. Just have fish,
okay.
oily fish 3 or 4 times a week. Well, I don't mind salmon. It's not my favorite. But I don't like some of the other really oily, yucky, like catfish. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have...
Peter.
Last night I had a nice piece of white fish with some rice and broccoli, and it was great. But there's not as much oil in that as there are in these other, as Jay is suggesting, these other bottom feeders. There's not as much either. It's the same with crab and with shrimp and with lobster. You know, everybody says, oh, those are yummy. They're great. And they're good for you. No, they're loaded with cholesterol. And they're bottom feeders, so you don't really know what you're eating. I love lobster. Of all the fish, I'll have lobster's a real delicacy.
But lobster doesn't give you the same benefits, though. It's
a
crustacean,
not
so
at
it
all.
Doesn't give you. Yeah.
Right. No, I'm just saying
it's
like the taste of it,
but, yeah.
but I don't like what there may be in it these days because they're crawling around on the bottom with all the plastic tin cans and stuff that are on the bottom of the ocean. So who wants to eat that stuff? Did I get my point across from the beginning of the segment?
I have no idea what we're talking about. No.
We've been all over the place, so I don't know.
We have. Get another shot if you got a J&J. Get another shot. That's basically
get a Pfizer or Moderna.
And the explanations. There's an explanation today of why the explanations heretofore have not really explained what was going on properly. So you want to bite into that. 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour. Customers here at the DJV program, also known as listeners, are interested in things gossipy and trendy, and that's why Jay Kirshner is here with the latest from the Paris Hilton camp. She still has long, skinny legs, right?
She's still tall and thin. And,
okay. It's an interesting way to start, but okay.
Sure.
Well, she does have long, skinny legs. All right. What else? What's her problem or what's going on with her?
Well, she is part of a team lobbying for a bill aimed at cracking down on abuse in facilities for troubled teens. This would be... This would also be for, like, welfare agencies, juvenile justice systems, school districts, any place where parents are being misled, where kids are being abused. They are being told they can't contact their parents. They're being even denied food and clean drinking water. Paris had revealed that she was traumatized and abused when she was in four different facilities. She was strangled. She was told that she can't contact her parents. And when she did contact her parents, she was told she better not say anything about what's been going on there. And so Paris is part of the team that was speaking on Capitol Hill yesterday to lobby for this bill to be passed to crack down on this and hold these facilities accountable.
This is ridiculous. And then this stuff that she went through, I mean, she was partying a lot. Her parents didn't know what to do with her. So instead of sending her to, like, a Swiss boarding school like most wealthy people, for some reason they ended up being convinced to send her to one of these facilities. She was monitored in the shower. She was denied, I mean, she was slapped in the face. Like, the stuff she was talking about is... it's just abuse. And then when she would try to tell her parents that, you know, they were abusing her, the actual administrators at this facility told Rick and Kathy Hilton that all the kids lie. They all try to say the same lie, and convinced her parents that she was not telling the truth about it. This is just child abuse. There's no other way around it. And parents were paying money to have their daughter abused.
Great.
It's so bizarre. It's just when she came out with that story, it makes you think, how does this even happen?
How does it happen to Paris Hilton, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Or,
yeah. And how does she trust her parents? Like, she seems close with her parents. She's getting married this coming weekend, and her parents
Paris
are, you
Hilton.
Know, she's, yeah. And so, November, actually, no, it's November 11th, I think she's getting married. But
how many times has she been engaged?
A few. Three or four, maybe. But this is the first time she's going to make it down the aisle. But, like, how do you trust your parents? Like, when your parents send you to multiple facilities where you've been abused and they don't believe you, how do you ever mend that relationship again? And obviously, this answers a whole lot about Paris Hilton and her Peter Pan complex and the baby doll voice and the whole thing. Like, I feel
well,
like.
Well, but hasn't she said that the baby doll voice thing is kind of more of a character that she slides into when she's in front
of people
or on the
scene?
Yeah, but
normal people don't do that unless you've got some trauma in your history there. I don't know. I just think this explains a whole lot about her. Hmm. I mean, I wish her the best. This is horrible that she had to go through this. I hope the marriage
works.
Yeah,
and thank goodness she's fighting. She's fighting and speaking out for those who haven't been able to. They even point out that the troubled teen industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. It needs to be addressed.
Well,
I'm sure
troubled
Brendan
seniors.
Probably saw a lot of that, right, Doug? Your son
he did see a lot of
worked
that.
At helping, you know, helping kids. Yeah.
Young children, his clients were teenagers of always wealthy Los Angeles media people. Those were his clients. Always in trouble, and the parents always were the ones that were the problem. So,
well, they were probably like, let me just throw money at this to get the problem to go away, rather than addressing the problem with their kids. I've seen it with parents and babies, where they get upset at the baby for doing something or not meeting them halfway, and it's like, you are the adult. This is a baby. They don't have the brain capacity to understand. They're not doing
children.
It on purpose.
Hello, they're children. Yep, So, but there's a lot of that's part of what we were talking about earlier on, the enabling of parents who now there's so many distractions from parenting that people can hide behind, if you will, the extracurricular activities. I got to work more. I mean, it's always an excuse. If you want to have a child and take care of it. You don't want to put a plug in it. That's it. End of story.
I mean, so many people have kids just to, like, see what they're going to look like. And I don't understand that. Right?
Or to save the marriage.
Right.
28 past the hour. DJV time. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
So I heard from my friend's neighbor's sister that Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season and had to go see for myself. The deals, they're so good. I got a cute pair of sew boots for $24.99, my favorite jeans for $14.99, and the big one towels and pillows for $2.99, which will come in handy for holiday guests. I even got some Kohl's cash, so gonna go back for a pumpkin candle or two. Gotta live my best fall life. Select styles end October 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on select shipping supplies like bubble roll and premium shipping boxes. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oklahoma administered a lethal injection Thursday to a 60-year-old man, John Marion Grant, who fatally stabbed a prison cafeteria worker 23 years ago. The lethal injection came after the United States Supreme Court, in a 5-3 ruling Thursday, vacated stays of execution for him and Julius Jones that were put in place a day earlier by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Jones's lethal injection is set for November 18th. Just days after President Biden stumped for Virginia governor candidate Democrat Terry McAuliffe, Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin has surged to an 8-point lead in the latest polling in the state. The poll was conducted October 24th through the 27th among 1,212 Virginia registered voters. Just hours after he arrives in Rome, President Biden will meet with Pope Francis on Friday at the Vatican. The two plan to discuss the COVID-19 pandemic, climate change, and poverty. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As the Biden administration is considering paying illegal immigrants $450,000 for each member separated when crossing into the United States, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott on Thursday outlined the Lone Star State's $3 billion border security system on Newsmax, and he feels as if the Biden administration has abandoned the people of Texas.
It's been unbelievable. First, they've abandoned the border. They've abandoned the border counties and the people in those regions, as well as their fellow Americans. Two, they're not enforcing the law. They're not doing their job. But they're even making it worse because I used an executive order to prohibit the movement of migrants across the state of Texas. They filed a lawsuit against me in federal court to stop what I was trying to do to just better contain the health and safety of our own state. So the American government is working against the state of Texas's efforts to secure our border and to keep our own state safe.
Governor Abbott says the border crisis is self-induced by the current administration.
We just appropriated more than $3 billion to secure our own border, and those are Texas taxpayer dollars doing the federal government's job. But listen, we have to do it. We have to step up. We have to secure our border while the federal government twiddles its thumbs. Elections have consequences. We see the consequence of Biden being the president of the United States. We need a change in the administration because this is devastating to the United States.
World Series Game 3 is tonight in Atlanta, Georgia. The Braves and the Astros are tied at one game apiece in the best of seven. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Nothing happens in your life until you want it to happen. People say, "Oh, and what's the old thing from people?" What are you laughing at?
You
all the sayings.
This is how this is how we start the show again. It's
right.
Laughing.
Why are you laughing? It's the angels we have heard on high. All right, never mind. I mean, actually, I was just researching what's happening on the blacklist. Starting back again, I wanted to find out what's going on there. And apparently, there are.
I always love to hear your recap.
Big changes in Chicago Fire. So those are the things. That was what I was researching during our break here at the bottom of the hour. I do want to go back to some of the COVID stuff, please, ladies. United Kingdom registering nearly 500,000 COVID cases in the past couple of weeks. More than France, Germany, Italy, and Spain combined. So what the heck's going on there? Their numbers are going up, where the rest of the world pretty much, is it back to Boris being a bad guy again because his leadership is not very good?
Well, I mean, he just, that, you know, a lot of experts, including his own health experts, advised against him doing this, like, mass opening, you know, where there are no masks and no social distancing. And
North Pole and the equator.
Hmm.
The exactly the same
the
number of miles.
A little south of the Niagara Falls, yeah.
Yeah. What are you laughing at? What's the?
It's just a little south. You said it was a little south, sure.
It is a little south. Yes.
So why is that significant?
I just think it's an interesting. It doesn't have to be. Why does everything have to be significant?
I don't know. You brought it up like it was a big deal, so I'm waiting for
the
punchline.
And like it has a title,
here.
Like instead of saying 45 longitude, 45
right,
latitude.
Right, just acknowledging the people listening
parallel.
In Canton, New York. That's what I was doing.
Okay.
Highlighting them.
Hello,
okay.
Canton, New York.
Hello.
Hi, Canton, New York. How do you do? It's the DJV program. I think I said that once already or twice. The Federal Communications Commission is voting to halt the China telecom operation in the United States. Why is this significant to you? Victoria Keelan is happy to explain. This is about as bad as it gets when it comes to China, and at least somebody someplace is acknowledging, and not for the first time, that we need to be focused on what the Chinese government is doing, because they own all of the means of production, all the company, everything is owned by the government. So when you talk about China telecom, you're talking about the government. So I don't want somebody to send me a note, oh, you're a prejudiced racist because you call it China telecom. That's what it's called. And the government owns it, and
yes,
they're using
owned.
It to
that,
access
yes, exactly.
you. Anybody who buys one of their cheap-ass television sets, you're just inviting them to watch whatever it is. You know what it reminds me of? A scene from the movie with Gene Hackman, Will Smith, and...
Enemy of the State.
Yeah, thank you. Enemy of the State.
Very good.
Yeah.
But, I don't remember if I've ever seen it. I just know that I know
you
what you're talking
it.
About.
John Voight is a
isn't it sort of like
guy.
A Hunt for Red October continuation or something?
No.
Is it in that family?
No, No, but it's a good. Hackman is superb as he always is, but he's really a great character.
He was great.
Will Smith.
Hackman's a great actor.
Yeah, and Smith was really good in it, and John Voight was a fabulous bad guy. And so anyway, but the reason I bring it up is because. The theme, the sub-theme, the sub-plot is that Hackman is a tech guy, and he figures out how you can plant things in people's houses so that you can be watched by the government. And hello,
yeah, it's called
ding,
a Vizio TV.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
But I mean, I hate to bash Vizio.
Imitates art.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to bash Vizio, but like, it's,
why?
I mean, white hat hackers have gone through the ins and outs of every Vizio model, and there is literally, unless you go into the settings yourself and turn it off, the default settings of Vizio TVs. Absolutely allows the Chinese government to know exact. Now, it's not like a camera, like they're watching you sitting on the TV watching them. It's not like that. But what they can do is they can access every program you watch. They can access your hard drive, your Wi-Fi, because everyone's TV is hooked up to the internet. They can know what you shop for. I mean, it is
amazing.
Big Brother on such a level that I don't even think most Americans even understand.
Mm-mm.
And so that's why I'm always bashing Vizio. And the reason that they're the most popular TV in America is because they're the cheapest.
Cheap.
When you had to pay $2,000 for a
flat screen. And you don't think the Chinese figured that out?
Of course. So they sell you a $200 flat screen, and it lasts a long time. It's a decent quality TV, and people go to Costco and buy one for every room. I mean, that's, you know. But again, it's like dollar store mentality. Everybody wants cheap stuff,
this is the
price you pay.
Yep. All right. Also, speaking of the price you pay, we've been talking a lot in the last few days about the new tax code and who's going to get taxed more according to whatever proposal has been presented. But do you realize that these bills that are all focused on your taxes and how much you're going to pay in taxes, this has been something that they've fiddled around with it for a couple of weeks. Most of the time, when you find, usually the rewrite of taxes starts right after an election and takes almost up until the next election for pretty obvious reasons. So these people are trying to jam in all of this stuff in a way that isn't getting public response and it really isn't getting scrutiny from even we laugh about the people in Congress. What is it? Nancy Pelosi says, we'll pass the bill and then we'll read it later. That's kind of what this is about. Another one of those deals that you should now be more cognizant of, because it's not a good, we're not in a good place when it comes to that sort of thing. Also, speaking of not being a good place, the FDA this week issued strict safety requirements for breast implants. I guess the mandate is that patients have to get more information about what could happen if this thing, what, starts. I don't know that much about them, although I know, probably shouldn't say that. There is a way
that... You're not a fan
that,
of them, right?
No, I think that they're, I don't, it's like holding onto a baseball in most circumstances. Is that too much information? Maybe.
No, I think, wasn't it Kathy Griffin years ago who described them as like a lot of women in L.A. just look like they have two angry grapefruits on their chest?
Yes. Yeah. One of the few funny things she actually just said.
Yeah,
anyway,
but this is important, though. I don't know. Jen, have you noticed how many celebrities on Instagram have had explant surgery?
Yeah, getting rid of them.
They're not having them removed. And I mean, we were just talking off the air about... Well, Claire Crawley, who was the Bachelorette a couple seasons ago, she has had, apparently, for the last 5 years...
No relation to the Crawleys on Downton Abbey.
Definitely not.
Different. Different.
So she's had all of these really strange symptoms, like rashes all over her body, above her eyes, like crazy things, and her white blood cell count has been elevated for 5 years, and they finally, her doctors narrowed it down. It was the breast implants. She had them removed, and her symptoms were better within a few days. So a lot of women are experiencing that. Chrissy Teigen had hers taken out, I guess it's about a year and a half ago now. It just seems to be that explant surgery is kind of like all the rage now. A lot of women are just going natural.
By the way, listening reminder for those of you who have been listening to me for a long time, we'll do our version of the Monster Mash on the Friday DJV program.
Thank God.
Early in the morning. Thank you very much.
It's already in my calendar.
Good. That's it. Do it. Probably around 6:30 Eastern time. All right, Phil, you got that all?
Wake up and tune in for that.
That's it. Yep.
It's like a radio pumpkin. Talent show. Hold the talent.
Thank you. The pumpkin carving that's going on this week, be careful, something dangerous. Matter of fact, apparently pumpkin carving is the top cause of Halloween injuries. That
it is
people
awful.
Stick
I mean, yeah,
knives
jam
into
that
the
knife
pumpkin.
In there
and your hands on the other side. So.
Well, a lot of times they're like a handsaw that you have to use to carve, and that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And forget if you actually want to buy one of those dumb
pumpkin. Some people use drills.
And those do not work.
Saws. Circular saws. Electric stuff. Yeah. Not a great idea. The fate of Carly Lloyd, U.S. soccer champion. Apparently the women's team beat the snot out of the South Koreans, huh? Is that something you ladies are following? This is a big deal.
Well, this is a big deal because Carly Lloyd has now retired, and she's one of the greatest female soccer players of all time, and especially the fact that she's from the U.S. has got, because we don't really have, we don't have David Beckham's running around, you know, left, right, and center.
No.
So to have somebody on this level, I know, right? To have somebody at this level, she ranks second in the world for the most ever international appearances. She played in 315 games. She scored 134 goals with the U.S., and she's got a couple of Olympic gold medals, and she's got, I think, two-time World Cup champion. So, yeah, she's a legend in the sport, and so a lot of people have been, you know, cheering her on as she, 39, she's retired.
Question of the hour for those who are in Florida and elsewhere. Why is it you in Florida, or why is the state of Florida now the place in our country that has the lowest COVID rate, given what was going on? This is a, I don't know if conundrum's the right word for it, confusing. Because there have been a lot of eyes on Florida, both up and down. There was
but like,
up
who's
and
left
down.
In Florida who hasn't had COVID at this point?
Is that what it is? Is that
I think they must have reached herd immunity at this point, right?
Well, there are a lot of people in Florida that did have it. Does Ron DeSantis deserve the credit? He's taking it, but whether or not he deserves the credit, But it's the lowest COVID-19 rate in the country.
The reason that he takes the credit is because California is second. Shut down. Yeah, well, and that's what people are drawing correlations between. Like, okay, California's had the most restrictive measures, shutting people down, shutting schools down, shutting businesses down. Florida didn't do any of that. And Florida and California have fared mostly the same when you look at the rates of COVID. So why did we shut everything down?
Hello. Yeah.
You know, and it's really easy to compare our two states because a lot of times people want to compare California to New Hampshire, which is just not going to be the same thing. You've got to the only states that you can really compare on a grand scale are California, Florida, New York, and Texas when you have these big states. So California and Florida doing the same and having such different mentalities and how to lead through, it makes you wonder what the heck we were doing in California.
Well, makes you wonder what we were doing. There are other 48 states, as far as that's concerned. Who's paying attention to what? Let's move to New Jersey, home of a new film studio. Apparently Netflix wants to become a producer. Most of the time, what most people don't know is that it says Netflix presents on the program. That doesn't mean they produced it. Most of the production is done by the companies that own the big networks. For example, NBC Universal. That's where tons of television shows are made. CBS, the same thing. CBS Studios, ABC to a lesser extent, but still they are the ones that produce and make. If you and Fox, Fox has huge studios, and they're making stuff for everybody. There. Every time
but
I drive up.
But everyone's trying to do. Netflix has the most originals. And they're called Netflix Originals, and they're produced by Netflix.
Right. CBS is calling their shows CBS Originals now, too.
Right. Yeah, for Paramount Plus. And Paramount Plus has their own originals. Peacock has a few, probably less than everybody else. But yeah, I mean, Netflix is ramping up because they've realized that the way to make real money is and to keep
control
people on
the
platform is if you're putting out original content that you can't get anywhere else. And that's, you know,
control the means of production, though. It's just like the food business or anything else. If you control the means of production, you cut out 30% of your expenses because you're hiring somebody else to do it, no matter what it is. So now they bought a farm. About 300 acres. No, it's a farm.
Near me. I know Phil's in our ear, but this is actually Fort Monmouth, which was built in 1917, and this is just an abandoned, very spooky army barracks.
Oh, so, maybe they make spooky Halloween films there. Yeah. It's 48 past.
Do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Oh,
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's DJB Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer your questions. Yep, questions for Dr. Ken. Number one, the question: booster shots. Who should get them and when should they get them? And is it safe to mix and match? So there's like 3 or 4 questions here, Ken.
As much as anything else.
Absolutely. So to decide whether you should get the booster right now, you have to first ask yourself, did I have the Pfizer, the Moderna, or the Johnson & Johnson?
Sure.
The FDA, as of this moment, has only approved the booster for people who have Pfizer 6 months after the second booster for people 65 and older, as well as those at high risk of getting severe COVID-19, those of the immunosuppressed people, or if you have all the risk factors to severe COVID-19, or who face frequent exposure to the virus at work, people like healthcare workers. For Moderna, interestingly, a few days ago, the FDA said, hopefully, your antibody levels are high, they're sustaining, you don't need a booster yet for Moderna, but actually, they're meeting the advisors to the FDA this week, so we may hear in the next few days a different opinion. My prediction is that they'll just take a wait and see, but they have data that none of us can look at, but the advisory committee is meeting in the next day or two. With regard to Johnson & Johnson, this week the NIH announced a very interesting study that shows that if you have had Johnson & Johnson test, you would greatly benefit from boosting with one of the other two, the mRNA vaccines, either Moderna or Pfizer. So if you did get Johnson & Johnson as a one-shot, talk to you, doctor about getting a booster, and the booster should be either the Moderna or the Pfizer.
Would you
also coming out of the NIH data this week, looking at boosting, it really looks like if you had Pfizer, you can boost with Moderna. If you had Moderna, you can boost with Pfizer. And it's still not clear which is the best way to go. Maybe we'll hear more data after this advisory meeting from the FDA.
Bring them back to the store and get your money back.
It is intriguing that you might get the best of all in terms of getting starting with one mRNA Pfizer and then trying to boost it.
There we go again. The advice was not to mix them. I wanted to know that even a couple of weeks ago before I got my third shot. Okay. And I think I even asked you this, but I know I asked
we're in the midst of a brand new disease with brand new treatments, and you can only make statements based on the data you have. And they have not finished. They just finished this study this week, and they hadn't announced the results. And we're not going to tell you to do something.
So what would happen?
Packaged
in Iowa. Let me ask you this:
the distribution.
I've had three. You've had three. All Pfizer. And by the way, my reaction to the third one was nothing like the reaction to the second one, or nothing like your reaction to the third one. I just had a short sore arm.
So
that was it.
Why wouldn't you just grow the onions?
So let's say I decide I want to really get a booster,
and
I convince the guy at the pharmacy to get another shot of Moderna.
Well,
what happens
the whole
then?
Thing that makes no sense.
I wouldn't do that and get a fourth study so quickly. You'd be a guinea pig. No one knows that. Just the fact most people, their third shot, and only 4% of the public as of this recording, have had a booster.
Why would you buy them?
Most people with their third shot have a very similar reaction as they did for their second shot. That's what the studies show.
So why didn't I? What's going on with me?
It is what it is. But it doesn't mean that you didn't, your immune system didn't.
The products that are made in China now,
stimulated.
It doesn't say made in China anymore.
One of the issues that we have right now is that
the PRC,
this is a very huge area of research.
But
right now, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could do a blood test, and I can say Doug Steffen can take his mask off, he can go live his life because his immune system is strong enough to protect him
from
not getting COVID-19
on the package.
And wouldn't it be wonderful if we had...
So here we go again. With a lack of knowledge that is fostered on us by a big ag, trying to keep you from knowing where your food comes from. And there's a reason for it, because it's cheaper to grow them in onions. Can you imagine? Cheaper to grow the onions in Mexico, put them in a truck, and haul them to Idaho, and package them and sell them, than it is to grow the onions in Idaho. Does that make any sense? Doesn't make any sense to me. But the bottom line here is Ken is suggesting... if you want to eat onions that are fresh, if they're packaged, don't buy them, don't eat them, bring them back. If they're on the counter, you're going to a farm and you're buying them from the farmer, there's no problem. And if they're open out in the display without being in packaging, you're okay. But, you know, it really begs the question, Ken, as to why in the world are we doing things the way we do? So you gave me a little time for my bully pulpit and my farming focus, so thank you for that, because this really is your time, and I should have given it to you. Questions for Dr. Ken on DJV Health.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.